Okay, how would you define a maverick? Someone who thinks differently.
You know, my age, I just think right back to Top Gun.
Okay.
The movie Top Gun.
Yeah.
Guys, maverick. I don't know. It's kind of a strange word, but I mean, you know, it was used in the presidential race just recently, and it just seems, I guess it's people that kind of go against the grain or a little bit wild, maybe, but seem to come out on top.
Right.
So, I don't know if there's really another term that defines that definition or encapsulates that definition better, but I never really liked the term maverick just because it seems more kind of loose cannon type person than...
that makes sense.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It was a difficult one for choosing for the study because of the negative connotations it has sometimes, but at the same time, it's, as you said, somebody, it was about people who think differently, and they are exactly, as you say, go against the grain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. I need you to tell me if it's false or it's true or you can't decide.
Okay.
So people tell me I'm a maverick.
False.
Okay. I have a knack for getting things right when least expected.
True.
I have a way of solving problems which is different from other people.
I would say true to a degree.
Okay. I am much more productive than other people.
False.
Okay. I have very unusual talents. I am generally underestimated by people.
True.
I do things differently and better than most people when I work.
I would say differently, but not necessarily better, so I'm going to go with false.
Okay. Right. So, when you do things differently, why do you do these things differently?
For the most part, it's because, a lot of, in either technical realms or whatever, a lot of people try to go by, proven methods, what they know. I'm more analytical in terms of let's look at the problem more objectively and try to figure out a solution rather than try to find a step-by-step solution.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Does doing things differently then require certain skills?
I think it just requires, in how I do things differently, there's a lot of people that do things the way that I do them, but
okay.
It seems to be different from the majority, and that is just analytical thinking, critical thinking. That kind of ability to process things in your mind without having to actually go through them or witness them and arrive at conclusions and then go and test those.
Okay.
So that ability is a rare thing, I think.
Thank you. What are the challenges to being a maverick?
Well, you're constantly questioned, even if you do prove yourself to somebody like a superior. It's kind of like you're constantly being evaluated. There's no point at which you tend to arrive at just being trusted.
Okay. Mavericks often have unusual talents. What would you say yours are?
I don't know about talent. I think probably my strongest attribute is being able to make connections between different technologies or things. So repurposing technologies, bringing two technologies that don't have anything to do with each other together. Repurposing things for another use that nobody's ever really thought about before. Those types of being able to have a wide view of what's possible, even if I don't exactly know how to accomplish it.
Thank you. Mavericks tend to be big risk takers. What's the biggest risk you've ever taken in business to date?
Risk is pretty much, in business, when you talk about risk, it's pretty much always money. And, I think probably the biggest risk that I took on behalf of an employer was a $2 million deployment of an ERP system, which ultimately did succeed, but after a lot of hard work.
What's ERP?
ERP is Enterprise Resource Planning.
So for yourself, how many ventures have you taken in the last 5 years?
I'm always tinkering on stuff. So for my own personal ventures, I would say in the last 5 years, probably at least 5 or 6.
Okay. And of these, what would you consider? Have you, coming back to being a maverick then and thinking differently, have you always taken this sort of maverick approach to business? Or was there a particular trigger that made you think, no, I'm going to do it my way from now on, I'm going to think outside the box? Or was there anything, or have you always kind of done it your own way?
I think to a degree I've always kind of done it my own way. And as I've gotten older, that process has changed and my definition of success has changed. So, when I was younger, I would just kind of run into it very excited about the potential of something or the technology or something like that, but missing very obvious things like nobody cares about that or, the timing is wrong, whatever. So, as I got older, I get more tempered, I guess, more focused on a results-based, type of approach. And,
Are you always a maverick, or do you choose to be sometimes?
I think it's a choice, really. I'm boringly typical in so many other aspects, and even in business, there's a lot of typical kind of early entrepreneur mistakes that I constantly make. But when it comes to things that I want to explore, things that interest me, those tend to be not generally shared by the public. So, things like biohacking, things like that, it's shared by a very small group of people, but it's a very interesting field, and the timing is now right because there's so much advancement in that field that, my small interest is now being shared by a larger and larger group of people that think similarly about the human body and future of humanity. So
definitely,
timing is changing it.
How and why do you choose to be a maverick or not? You said in certain situations. Are there certain situations you would say, no way, I don't need to try this approach here?
Well, I think, when it comes to trying things, sure, I'm mavericky all over the place. I like to try a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to successfully executing those things, that's where a more tried and true approach is probably better.
Okay.
At least if in my experience, I'm not a very good maverick in that realm. But in terms of choosing things that I want to explore, some of the things, I guess it kind of harkens back to being a kid. I really liked collecting keys.
Yeah.
And the reason was that I didn't care about the keys. What I didn't like was not having the option to unlock a door or something, being limited in some way just by lack of having that key. So when it comes to things like, implantation or body modification, and people are like, well, you can't do that, or you're crazy for doing that because there's so much risk, there's liability, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at it and really look at the risk and determine that in most cases, the risk isn't really there. It's just this kind of ominous fear that isn't really attached to anything. So I go against that grain.
Yeah.
And, it's a little bit annoying for people.
So is it a conscious decision when you're going to stick your maverick hat on and when you're not? Do you pick and choose the situations?
I think it's more or less, I would say if I had to categorize that approach,
mm-hmm.
It would just be limited to things that... comes to exploring something, either a concept or a technology or a business model,
it's that.
Actually, converting that exploration into a successful business is, I find, if I stick to more traditional methods, it works better.
That makes sense. So what do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of being a maverick? When you're in business, you're trying to develop things, what are the advantages and what are the disadvantages? I think you've touched on them before.
Yeah, I think some of the advantages are, and again, this really depends on what your definition of success is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the fields and things that I'm doing, like I wrote a book called RFID Toys, and it just barely broke the advance because it was ahead of its time a little bit and very niche market. So, but it was a lot of fun, and it, for me, it really opened up a lot of doors for being able to talk to people about the technology.
Yeah.
And so that was a great success, even though typically a business person would look at that and go, well, you didn't make any money at it.
Yes.
So for me, again, it's maybe my view of success is a bit radical. So the advantage is you get to do a lot of fun things, and as long as your main focus in life isn't the money that you make, I think you can redefine success however you want and be very successful in that respect. Disadvantages are, sometimes you're so out of left field that you can't even, make a decent income and you have to go work for the man.
Yep, I agree with you. Okay, they were all my questions, so interview over.
Okay.
Thank you very much.